All right, D for discipline. Discipline is the framework for all success in areas in life, whether in the natural or the supernatural order. In the physical world, if I'm preparing for the road race, a sporting event, think of all the man hours I have that go into preparation. The discipline it takes to eat right, get up, stretching, that regimen of constantly doing that day in, day out, all that road work, working out to get ready for the fight. If I don't bring that discipline in my spiritual realm, right, how am I going to be successful? If I was to get ready for a marathon, and my idea to get ready for a marathon, a 26-mile race, was to run only an hour a week on a Sunday, how well do you think I'm going to do in that marathon? Probably not well at all. Well, what do most of us do? Well, I'll just go to Mass on Sunday, if that, right? Most Catholics don't even do that. But I'll just go to Mass on Sunday, and that should be enough. I check the block, right? Well, how well do you think you're going to be prepared when life hits you on the head and Satan's on your backside and the temptations and the sins, right? So again, you see how the principles in the physical realm translate even more so in the spiritual realm. So you have to bring those principles into your spiritual life, that discipline of prayer, going to the sacraments, confession, receiving the Eucharist, going to Mass. You should start each morning, at the beginning of your morning, with a simple prayer. Whatever prayer it is that you want. One of the prayers I use is a St. Francis prayer or a St. Ignatius prayer. So at the beginning of my morning, I'll start off before I go to work to remind myself what it is I'm supposed to do. So you find a prayer that resonates with you. I call it my mission statement to remind me each day what it is I'm supposed to do. So I chose a St. Francis prayer. So when I get up in the morning, this is what I'm saying to myself when I read it out. And I read it out. I got the card right in front of me. It's right where my uniform is. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, let me sow faith. Where there is darkness, let me sow light. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is error, truth. Where there is fear, courage. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. To me, it's one of my favorite prayers. It sums up the gospel to me, what it is that the gospel wants us to do, to freely give ourselves, to give to others, to live that gospel message. So it's that discipline. You need to get up every morning, whether it's a Hail Mary, an Our Father, or your own prayer. Take the time to pray before you start your day. And even during the day, be disciplined. You could be driving, you could be working, and pray. And then at the end of the day, you pray. Otherwise, you'll be that gentleman that's getting ready for the marathon that runs 1 hour on a Sunday. And you know what the result is going to be on that when the race day comes. So discipline plays a huge role in this. Discipline provides a systematic approach to develop and prepare leaders for the rigors of command. The disciplined athlete wakes up early every morning, regardless of climate conditions, completes several miles of road work, eats proper diet, and spends the necessary hours in the gym to prepare himself for battle. Discipline is a crucial ingredient that strengthens our character, prepares us for battle, increases our desire to please God and not yourself. Without discipline, we do not grow in moral or spiritual strength. Discipline plays a huge role in this. How can you expect to achieve victory or survive the battle if you're not willing to put in the time? How do you expect to fight the good fight if you're not disciplined? Christ provides a clear example of discipline in prayer and obedience to the Father's will, with his words and his actions. Christ provides a clear example of discipline in prayer and in obedience to the Father's will with his words and actions. Reflections. Do you seek improvement in the areas which you are weak? Are you disciplined in faith, prayer, regular confession, demonstrating genuine acts of mercy, living your faith, doing your best to live your faith? Prayer. Dear Jesus, teach me to accept the gift of discipline with a grateful heart and willfully accept the day-in and day-out demands that are expected and required of me, that I come to love the sweetness of discipline and self-control for the kingdom of God, to simply and faithfully glorify your will.